So, you're wearing a Patriots jersey.
Yes.
Yeah, are you a big Pats fan?
Yeah.
So wait. Now, are you a big Pats fan because they're a good team and you like to follow football and you're really into that culture? Or are you a big Pats fan because you were born into a Pats family?
I'm a big Patriots fan because I was also, I like football and I was sort of also born into a Patriots family. you gotta go with the flow with the family because you can't just say, ooh, I'm in a Patriots family. Oh, wait, I like the Packers. Get a kick at the curb. Get out of my house, you're not a Patriots fan.
Do you guys, like, during a game, do you, like, make chowder and do you have to do all that kind of stuff? Like, the Pats are on, it's chowder time.
No, we put Marshmallow in a jersey.
And Marshmallow is a dog.
Yes.
Right? You have a Pats jersey for Marshmallow.
Yes.
So this is like, this is more than just Pats. I like the Cubs, I guess, but that's because I was born into the Cubs,
yeah.
Right? But like, I don't watch Cubs games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but if someone's like, what's your team? I'm like, I guess the Cubs. Oh. You know what I mean? But you are like Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys like when a Pats game is on, that's like an event.
Yes, because I say when I'm going to bed at like 7:30, I say to my mom, hey, Mom, can I read early? Because I want to stay here for the Pats game. Please, please, please.
Please. Oh, wait, so Ashton, is Tom Brady a cheater?
In my sake, I would say no. Someone might have done it, and I would say he knew about it because he saw it, but I'm saying he didn't. I'm saying he didn't do it.
Okay. Oh, wait. So you're saying that he may have...
Like, stumbled
inside.
He may
have not been the actual cheating component of it.
Yes.
Okay. So like how... if you're a comedian and you're telling jokes on a stage and you say a bit that you think came up in your own head,
oh, God.
But in reality, you might have heard another comedian say it beforehand. Yeah. You didn't necessarily steal those jokes.
No.
To you, it might have been original.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Where like, yeah. So to Tom Brady, he may have been cheating, but do you, so, oh wait, now I know that you're what, 9?
10.
You're 10. So, to a 10-year-old, now Tom Brady got suspended.
No, he did not.
But he did. And they went back on it. Now, or a court issue went back on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that he should have taken the suspension?
No.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah, well, you know, whatever. I guess I don't even follow up questions. I don't know enough about football. I don't know. That's my thing. I don't know enough about football to have a good opinion on the subject.
But I do have another thing about, I'm pretty sure it was quite damp and raining when the game was on, correct?
I'm pretty sure it was correct.
And I think that's what deflated the balls, humidity. The humidity and coldness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, doesn't Brady like to, he likes a little less air in the ball anyway. There's like a threshold between, what you can have the pressure at, and he likes it to be a little lower.
Yes.
This is what I think is crazy, is that 6 months ago, no longer than that, mm-hmm. but a year ago, nobody cared about the air pressure in a football.
Yes. Yeah. Because all of a sudden, hey, Tom Brady cheated. Oh, I got to jump on this one.
Isn't it crazy, though, what, like, people get messed up over, like, okay, so you probably don't know this example, but a year ago, 2 years ago, nobody cared about what type of server our politicians were keeping their emails on. You know what I mean? Nobody cared. And then someone had to make it an issue, but that's this Tom Brady thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like someone was looking for a reason to kind of get him in, to kind of get people in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to say he was framed, but I do think that people look, obviously Tom Brady's a very good football player.
Yes, and they are scared of him.
Yeah, so like, and the Pats have a very good franchise. They win, You know what yes. I mean? And like a couple seasons ago, they almost had a perfect record. I think they got beat by the Giants at the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But they almost had a perfect record. And that would have been like a first, right, for NFL?
Yes.
I think so. Like, the Pats have a very good franchise.
Yes.
And I think it's, yeah, they're looking for a way to topple the guys on top. So last year was a very bad year for football. There was early scandals.
Yeah.
You have, you know, like people that are hitting their spouses, people hitting their kids. And there was just very bad year for football.
Yeah.
And then this is how everything ends with the Super Bowl and everything.
Yeah.
So maybe this year will get better.
Technically, it wasn't the Super Bowl. It was a game before it.
Right.
And people say, ooh, they cheated on the Super Bowl.
Well, I think by the time by the time you get to the Super Bowl, there are so many hands on everything. By the time you get to that point, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be very hard to cheat at the Super Bowl at a technical point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you have so many people above you controlling the, like, inflation of the balls.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Because they check it perfectly. Yeah. They don't make mistakes. That's a
pretty big money thing.
Yeah.
So, so it's probably been a year and a half.
Yeah, and since people are still holding.
Oh. No, since we talked.
sorry.
No, it's probably been a year and a half since we talked, like, on the podcast.
Yes.
A lot of things have happened since then.
Yes.
So the first thing is, you're at a different school.
Yes, I am.
So which school are you at?
Riverdale Heights.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Better than Pleasant View?
I couldn't say that. It's about a tie, but there is something different. Because it's vice versa. In Riverdale Heights, the P.E. teacher and the P.E. teacher is really nice, and the music teacher is really mean. Hopefully, the music teacher of Riverdale Heights is not watching this.
No, well, we won't share it with them.
Okay, good.
Unless they're a scout leader, that could be a... we don't need to mention any names.
It's a vice versa in Pleasant View. Music teacher is really nice, and the PE teacher is really mean.
Oh.
So it's vice versa.
So at Pleasant View, you were more musical.
Yes.
And now you're more athletic.
Yes.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. but overall, you're enjoying school?
Yes.
So what are you doing outside of school as well? Like, what are your extracurriculars?
Baseball.
Now, I've, I'm friends with your dad, and so you've had a good baseball season.
Yes.
Now, you were on the team with Caleb Brand.
Yes.
Right? So you guys had a really good baseball season.
Yes.
Now, you guys went to the finals.
Yeah.
How did you do? Wait, did you go to the finals?
No.
Fourth place.
We didn't do finals.
Out of how many teams?
About 10.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, out of 5. But now, what position do you play?
I play 3 different positions that I'm really good at: outfield, pitching, and catching.
Wow. So that's pretty varied. But you don't do the bases.
I'm not very good.
Except for
at the
catching.
Bases.
Catching, yeah. And catching. Yeah. No, that's cool. And then you think that you'll continue on in baseball?
I think I'll continue on in baseball.
Is that kind of your sport?
I don't think tackle football is my kind of sport. I'd be like, here, take the ball, I don't mean it, I'm sorry.
You'd probably be broken.
Yeah. My mom will have to put me back together.
Yeah.
Baseball
team.
A Caddies.
No, like your favorite one.
All right,
well, let me guess. Red Sox.
Yes. It took you a little while. I'm surprised about that one.
You know, one of my favorite authors is Stephen King.
Stephen King?
And with Stephen King is lives up in Maine, but his team is the Red Sox.
Oh, cool.
So before they won in 2004, you know, they won the World Series in 2004. Before they won, they had never won. Or, you know what I mean? They had not won in a very long time. And they were kind of like the Cubs, you know, where the Cubs are just perennial losers. Stephen King, before 2004, had it in his will that his headstone was going to read, "Not in my lifetime, not in yours." And it was all with the Boston Red Sox. So that was school. Let's talk about the blacklist.
The blacklist.
So now the blacklist, so just from my perspective of things, it was an idea that Ian and I had. We had done like a popcorn video the year before. We just kind of enjoyed it, and it got some travel on it. We wanted to do something where there was more than one episode, some type of serialized story.
Yeah.
And then Ian had an idea to try and he wanted to get all the mascots in a room together, and we're like, well, that's not going to happen. And what if the story revolved around these mascots? And it kind of built that way. And then we decided, you know, let's do a 6-episode Blacklist.
Were you thinking of, like, Batman at first?
No, we just wanted to do, like, the schools in the area.
Uh-huh.
Now, and then the Mallards and the Bandits, mm-hmm. and then the schools. Now, that's kind of what happened. One of the schools, like, Augustana wouldn't let us use their mascot.
Mm.
But now, when we filmed that initial video, we filmed the first one that was just Ian and I talking. And mm-hmm. we showed it at the popcorn kickoff.
Oh.
So that was only about 2 minutes. We showed it at the popcorn kickoff, and it's like, to be continued. At that time, we had not talked with you. We had not lined up any mascots. We had not planned any of the episodes out. We had like 6 notes. On a piece of paper, and we had filmed this video and shown it with, like, this is what's going to happen. We had no idea if we were going to be able to do any of these things, and our notes were bike chase, have someone come in from a ceiling like Mission Impossible, like, things that I didn't know how to film these things, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of these things we made up on the fly. You know that we didn't have scripts for most of these things. We just had a list of ideas. And we made everything up as we went, which I'm pretty sure is how most movies are made in Hollywood. But this was totally a shot in the dark. I had no idea that we'd be able to lower someone in from a, you know, ceiling, and we never when we started off, you were the only person that we wanted to use. And we had no idea if we'd be able to use you. But look at where we are today. You know what I mean? Like, so what is your thoughts on all this?
The blacklist, I thought it was a honor moment, because to be chosen out of about 100 kids and be able to choose me was awesome. I thought it was awesome working with you and Ian. Doing the movies and scenes. I can remember one of the moments from the movie that we edited out where I had to stop, not laugh for the first episode when I was just like, he was giving me the notes and I just kept.
Yeah. No, and what's funny is, like, there's definitely, just in filming wise, you could tell noticeable, like, you had noticeable growth over, you know, we did that in, like, 6 weeks, where, like, in the last episode, you'd be like, okay, let's do this, and you know what I mean, where you definitely pulled the ideas in, and, no, it was really cool. What was some of your favorite parts?
I thought one of my favorite parts was I was impressioning the grown man. I thought the best part was when I was walking and then I just went behind the wall and I come back, appeared out with a mustache suit and all that.
The most ridiculous mustache on. Like, oh man,
just a little curl.
What's great though is that, like, I'm like, we need to get him a fake mustache, and your dad's just like, oh, we got fake mustaches. Yeah, we got him. do you think if people knew that we filmed all that stuff at the Arsenal, that would be some type of federal thing?
I don't think we gave anything much away.
Well, it's a good thing we don't record this on a national podcast. What are some other things?
Some other things
that you enjoy from the Blacklist.
I really like being, from another thing, being lowered from the roof. That mm-hmm. was also pretty fun. Just to be able to just be able to...
That is one of the things that, you know, I cannot believe that we did that. we're just like, oh, we're going to lower someone in from a roof in an office building. I cannot believe that we did that.
Decryption code.
And you were just, like, up for it.
Yeah.
And that's what's awesome, is never were you like, maybe we shouldn't do this. But, no, that was a really good, time. And I had a computer virus thing, and it wiped all of the original files. So right now, everything lives on YouTube. If we didn't have YouTube... Which, and your dad had asked, he's like, I want everything on a flash drive. And I can do that. What I have to do is copy the files from YouTube to do that. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Now we lost everything. So, I also lost the first, 20-some podcasts. But now I was able to get those back because I had backed them up on a server here. But I, for a while, I thought I had lost those first, 20 podcasts. So, yeah, that was a crazy time. So, the other thing I wanted to bring up is the Bandits.
The Bandits?
Yeah. This summer, yeah. You got to throw out the first pitch of the Bandits game.
That was awesome. And also, you got me the jersey.
Yeah.
And that just, it was big, but I just still have that. I still wear that today. I just wear that. I would wear that to school.
You should wear that to school and then tell boys to join Scouts.
Yeah.
I have one of the jerseys, and I've started wearing that to school to do my boy talks. So I don't have to wear a uniform. So now, one of the things I liked from that night was we had a couple jerseys we were trying to sell. And that, you know, like we're in the last couple, last 15 minutes of auctioning, and we wanted to get some more bids on some jerseys. So we took you, and we just went over to your parents and were like, hey, we need Ashton. They didn't ask any questions. We just took you. We go up into the suites, and I'm like, hey, man, I want you to go in. Just tell people that they want one of the cool jerseys. And they need to come down and bid. And you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And we open up the door. You walk in. And I just shut the door. Like, I ain't going with you. And then you would come out and you'd be like, yeah, it was good. And then you go on and we go on to the next room.
I remember one time when when Ian was up there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the very big room. And he said, okay, go in there, swarm. Let's do it. And just the word swarm.
And you were... That's the one time we could see you, and you're in there selling the jersey. You're like pulling on it, and
thumbs up, thumbs up.
It was a really good. That was a good night. I don't know. So we had you on the podcast, not this previous April, but it was 2014. That was a while ago.
Yeah.
So since then, now we had a clip at the end of your podcast where we just asked you what you wanted to do in scouting. And you gave us this awesome, the people have so much heart that they put into the program.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but that, 30-second clip, which I cut out, and I put on my iPod, and I play that at, every fundraising thing that I do. Because I think that is, the perfect way to describe scouting. And the fact that, you who was in third grade at the time, I mean, you're the one saying that. I credit at least, 3,000 or 4,000 dollars to that clip. People, and I have had to talk about the podcast outside of LOS Scouting, either at a scouting function or, national scouting function where they had me talk about the podcast. There are other times where I have played that clip for people. That clip is money. And I'm going to keep that on my iPod. And because not only is it it was good for fundraising, but also in terms of talking about how the podcast works. And that was something that we could not have scripted. Like, and if we would have written that out and asked you to say that, it would not have been the same thing. You know what I mean? It was a very genuine moment. And I've told everybody that Ian and I did not want to do a podcast that morning. You know what I mean? Like, we were exhausted. Like, it, you know, just some things that happened throughout the night that it was just like, we had said we were going to do this, you know, and like, not only at the end of that podcast were we excited about it, our batteries were completely recharged for like our entire job. You know what I mean? Like, and I bet that we worked harder on Monday because it was just like, yeah, that was awesome. And so I hope someday, like when you're older, you'll be able to listen to these things and be like, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I mean, like, you're what, 10?
10.
And there are things that I did when I was a scout that at the time I didn't know. Like, I did some things where I went and talked to, like, the United Way. You know what I mean? The United Way. It was like a fundraiser thing for scouting through the United Way. Where now I look back and think, like, whoa, that was, like, something. You know what I mean? Like, and at the time it was just I had to go down there and talk.
Okay.
So I hope someday you'll fully comprehend everything that we've accomplished here. You know what I mean? I'm saying we as in, like,
everyone.
The three of us. Because I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate your willingness to be part of some of these things.
Well, I appreciate you letting me do some of these things.
You know, one of the things that we did this dumb Christmas card video thing, and one of the things I thought was funny in it was we, like, the storyline in it is that we're trying to make this movie, and we don't know what we're going to do. And there's a scene where, you know, we go to you, and you're just like, I'm too busy or something. And then we go to the Extra Brothers, and the Extra Brothers were in our camp card video, just dancing around town. And they go, you went to Ashton already, didn't you? You know, like, that was... I don't say enough, but thank you for being part of this.
You're
because I joke that you're kind of our district mascot, but it would if like you have a good head on your shoulders, you're smart and you speak well. You know what I mean? And like, I've always thought that to you, the stuff that we do is just kind of like, that's just something that we, that's just something we do. You know what I mean? And where I think that other kids, it would kind of go to their head.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something that we wanted, that Ian and I wanted to deal with. You know what I mean? We don't want some kid to get a big head on them because, you know, because we're asking them to do some of these things. And so I hope that, you know, you can continue in scouting, and maybe scouting is still a world for you, and that you have opportunities open for you going into the future, because I think you're pretty cool.
Thanks.
So, really quick, do you still watch wrestling?
Yes, I still do.
I remember when that was who you wanted to meet. You wanted to meet
Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio. Now, he doesn't wrestle anymore.
He does.
But not in the WWE, right?
Yeah, WWE still.
Oh, I thought he retired.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay.
But he's taken on a different identity. They do that sometimes. They do the same guy, but they just make him take on another identity.
So does he still wear a mask?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And do you know what he looks like without a mask on?
No.
Oh. So you could have run into him in an airport or something and you wouldn't. Now, wait. So speaking of running into an airport, when we recorded the last podcast, had the Ultimate Warrior, had that whole thing happened yet?
No.
Oh, wait, because I think I remember telling you that when we did that, I had just been to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And I had seen, like, Hulk Hogan, somebody else was there, like Jerry Lawler, maybe. Mm-hmm. After that, do you know who the Ultimate Warrior is?
No.
He was a wrestler. I've probably told the story in the podcast like 8 times, but this is like the craziest thing that's ever happened to me. He was a wrestler with Hulk Hogan, and you would probably, I'll pull up a picture of him, but you would probably know him to see him. And So I was down in New Orleans. It was probably about a month after we had done the podcast. And I had... It was WrestleMania. WrestleMania was going on at Superdome. And they had the whole town all like WrestleMania'd out. And they did the Hall of Fame presentation the night before WrestleMania. And the Ultimate Warrior was inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Well, they... Oh, that's not a good picture of him. But they had had... they had had all the after WrestleMania. So WrestleMania was on a Sunday. On Monday, they filmed Raw
in
New Orleans at the Superdome. So we were supposed to leave New Orleans on Monday, or we were supposed to leave. We were in Lafayette, but we were supposed to leave Louisiana on Monday. Our flights got messed up, and we had to leave out of New Orleans at 5 o'clock on Tuesday morning. So we're at the New Orleans airport, and there's this, like, beat-up old guy that walks up with his wife. And his wife is in very nice clothes. They have two little girls. And this guy is just, you could tell life has been hard on him. And he's wearing, like, snakeskin boots and jeans. But he's walking funny. It looks like he needs a couple hip replacements. And I'm like, I bet that that's one of the wrestlers. Because, you know, they need to leave the airport, too. We're flying into Dallas at the time. The whole concourse is all people who are WrestleMania fans. They're all wearing shirts and everything. And which apparently none of them have ever gone through airport security before. Every one of them was like, what do you mean I gotta take my shoes off? I'm like, how did you get to New Orleans? Like, how did... Well, they... So, people start going over and asking this guy to take their picture with them. I am literally four seats away from him. You know what I mean? And his, like, and his wife and daughters were there. They're really young. And someone that had been sitting behind my sister had gone over, and so we asked him who he was, and he said, that's the Ultimate Warrior. We knew that the Ultimate Warrior had been inducted in the Hall of Fame because people were wearing Ultimate Warrior shirts all throughout New Orleans. So I don't go over and take a picture with them because one thing is I don't want to bug people at the airport or like a restaurant, even though... He was very kind to everybody, and his daughters were loving it. You know what I mean? Like, this is a guy known to look like that. You know what I mean? Like, with face paint on. He didn't have the face paint on, and, you know, he doesn't look like that anymore. And so he could probably, in most airports in the world, he would blend in. With this, this happened to be everybody in this airport was a wrestler. You know, so... He just, they were loving it. Taking pictures with everybody, signing anything that everybody had. So he gets, they make a call. Everybody had kind of left him alone. Like, everybody that wanted a picture with him had gotten it. They make a call that first class is going to board the airplane. Him and his wife stand up, and they start walking towards the airplane, and someone stands up, and they yell, thank you, Warrior. And then everybody stands up and slow claps as he's walking to the airplane. And it's one of the coolest things. And then he's like, thank you guys for being fans. You know what I mean? I never did I ever think of this, that I witnessed this in the airport. The entire concourse standing for this guy.
Wow.
So they get on the plane, and we sat maybe like six rows behind him. We were the first row behind first class. So we were right behind him during the flight. So we were on the plane with this guy to Dallas. Later that afternoon or evening, he had a massive heart attack and died.
On the plane?
No, he didn't die on the plane. He had gotten to Phoenix by that time. So he went from Dallas to Phoenix. But he had passed away. And, of course, me, I got home and I was telling everybody, I was on an airplane with the Ultimate Warrior. This thing, you know, this is the coolest story. And then, of course, that evening, he passes away. And someone had texted me, the Ultimate Warrior died. And I'm like, I just saw him. Like, he didn't die. I just saw the guy. And then it started hitting the news. But what was cool about the whole thing... Now, obviously, it's not cool that the Ultimate Warrior died.
Yeah.
Which I think that's a real lesson as to... wrestling is not good for you. And since then, there's been a couple other guys that have passed away. Macho Man Randy Savage had passed away probably 6 months before Ultimate Warrior did. Roddy Piper, he just passed away. That kind of lifestyle is not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really thought was cool was one of the last memories of their father that his girls will have will be all these fans coming up to him at the airport and them treating him like a rock star, where he probably didn't have that in Dallas. You know what I mean? Like, that probably didn't happen. So even though it was kind of a crazy thing, and it's weird to be like, yeah, I saw the guy the day he passed away. Now I do have a... Now I went out and bought an Ultimate Warrior action figure to keep on my stuff. And since then, I've also met... what's the G.I. Joe guy?
Sergeant Slaughter.
Sergeant Slaughter. He didn't die, though. Though, I don't know. I don't know when this will be posted. He wasn't looking all that good. But, Ashton, I'm moving.
Yeah.
And,
that's very good.
We're kind of winding things down here. But, I hope that you can kind of continue on in scouting.
Yeah.
But, what do you hope for yourself over the next couple of years?
I hope to become a Cub Scout leader like you.
Wait. So you want to be a DE?
Yeah, I'll become a DE. I want to become a DE.
Man, you know there's no money in this job.
That might change a few things.
Stick to baseball, man. Well, how about if this is something you're truly interested in, I'll be one of your references.
Nice.
Well, Ashton, I definitely hope the best for you, and I hope that this is not the last time we get to talk to each other. I hope that we're able to see each other in the future,
yes.
And I hope way better things for you than being an executive for the Boy Scouts of America.
The title sounds good, but the pay isn't.
Well, brother, thank you very much, not only for sitting down with me today, but for everything that we've been through over the last couple of years.
Thank you, too. Hey now, don't dream.